Okay, this story you've probably already seen before, and the reason I'm going to read it and then get to it is I want to know, whatever your line of work is, maybe you got fired, maybe you didn't, but where did you hook people up with? Because I got a couple of jobs I got fired for where I hooked up my friends and family with free things. This lunch lady, she was fired and then offered her job back. She turned it down, but there was a student that came. He had a hot lunch. It was like $8 was the total, which, man, prices went up since I was in school. He didn't have it. It was like $0. So she's like, hey. Make sure you tell your mom you need money in the account. Let this pay it tomorrow. Which next morning he did. One of the supervisors for the food company saw that. Like, what was that? She ended up getting fired and that made all the news and stuff. So that's what happened to her. And she doesn't want the job back. And the kid did pay the money back the next day. I'm wondering, what is your line of work or your hookup, your job that you did? Or maybe you currently still have 833-JOE-ALEX where you kind of gave somebody the free hookup. Did you get fired for it too? Kind of like this lunch lady did. I got a couple examples. When I worked at Subway, this is pre, like, Jared being a creeper touching everybody that we knew publicly, too. Like, it was cool to work at Subway.
I don't remember it ever being cool to work at Subway, but do continue.
All right, live the web, girl. You can hate all you want, but working at Subway, when you were a sandwich artist, it was dope because everybody loves Subway. So I gave out, like, 6 or 7 free footlong subs one night after our football game. And because, I don't know, like, I guess I was stupid. Like, I judge kids saying, what a dumbass, but I kind of was dumb because you can't do that. You're giving away a free product. But I did that. They caught me on camera the next week. Like, hey, we're going to fire you, but before we charge you with theft, we were wondering if you wanted to pay for your subs or not.
Oh.
I was like, yeah, I'd like to pay for those. So I bust out my debit card. Surprised I didn't overdraft because, you know, I'm in high school. I have no money.
They probably would have called the police.
But I paid for the 7 subs and went about my way. So that was kind of stupid. I did that one. That was horrible.
That seems like a little aggressive. Like,
what do you mean aggressive?
I feel like I just have always been so well liked at all of my jobs.
Yeah, but you weren't stealing.
Well, that's true. But I feel like.
But did you ever have a job where you gave something away to your friends or like a person?
So I used to work at the university's gym, like where I went to college. And you need to have your student ID to be able to like scan, like swipe into the gym. And people would always, always forget their student ID. So they would like. I would let them in even though they didn't have it. So I could like kind of hook them up. But also I would have friends that would come in. And during like Christmas and Thanksgiving break or summer break, their friends who went to different colleges would normally have to pay $10 to get into the gym. And sometimes I would let them get in for free.
See, I always tried, but it never worked out. I guess I should have learned at a younger age with girls trying to impress them. If they bought like a car wash, like a $5 car wash when I worked in high school at this car wash place, I'm like, oh, I'm going to give you the super wash. And I didn't say it all creepy like that, but that's what I thought in my head. I'm like, hey, what's going on, Ashley? I'll give you the super wash. She's like, oh, thanks, Joe. I'll never give you the time of day outside of here, but that's awesome.
Oh, my word.
So I gave her the super wash. She got the wax, the wheel bright cleaner. I mean, she was looking good in her Mustang. True story. Hi, Ashley. I miss you. But that was like in high school. That was my little hookup. Did you guys have anything else where you hooked up your friends or family? Because I could have gotten in trouble. That was like, I think I was like half off. I gave it to her for $5 instead of 9.
I mean, I used to work at Sephora when I was just first starting in radio and I was part-time, and I would definitely give friends and family like different free products and things I would get if
really?
I didn't want them.
Oh,
yeah,
that's cool.
I still actually, I have so much in my bathroom cabinet.
Okay.
I have a box full of full-size products.
Wait.
Samples, deluxe samples, all these
different
things.
Don't those go bad, though, after a while?
Some things, yes. Yeah, some things, no. It just depends on what they do. I have to, after a while, if I haven't used it, I do, like, every 6 months go through it, and I start having to throw things away because they expire.
Okay.
But I constantly, I use that a lot of times. If I run out of something, I'll look in my box first, and then if I have it, I'll use that instead of having to go to the store.
Well, if you have anything you don't want, like, hook a sister up. I had no idea you had this, like, little secret box
yes.
of, like, makeup.
It's true. I do.
Ashley on Twitter said that she used to work at Taco Bell and it sat right next to a McDonald's. And so they would constantly swap like free food.
Oh, that's a hell
like,
of a deal.
Like McDonald's would come over. Yeah.
That's working the system. What about you, Pork Chop? I know you've worked at Applebee's. You illegally broke into a pizza place one night. I mean, I don't know if that counts. But
oh, yeah.
Did you ever use your job to like hook people up with free stuff?
One time I could think of, and I was the manager at Papa John's, so I could do it at the time. I was working in New Jersey, and one of the New York Jets came in to Papa John's, and I'm a huge Jets fan, so I gave him a free pizza.
But see, here's the thing. I hate that. Rich celebrity people, they don't need anything for free. Why do they get all the free stuff?
I went to Panera last week, and the girl said I didn't have to pay because she liked the show.
Are you kidding me?
This is bull
crap. Yeah, the manager.
I go to Taco Bell all the time, and they charge me full
wow.
price.
Wow. God. Wow. I can't believe you got free Panera and you're waiting until this moment right now.
Yeah, thanks
to tell
for sharing,
us.
Alex. Sorry. That's really nice of you.
I don't always tell you guys the things that people say to me when I'm out.